Thanks a lot for having me, Dave.
Let's first touch on what seems to be a pretty important topic for the Alaska fishing industry as a whole, especially here in Bristol Bay, which is this moratorium on the EPA's regulations for vessels under 79 feet. What is this all about?
Yeah, Dave, so the big news here is that Congress is expected to pass this three-year moratorium on the small vessel general discharge permit required by the EPA currently for all vessels above 79 feet. But this moratorium basically exempts vessels below 79 feet, which for us really applies to our Bristol Bay fishing fleet. And if this moratorium wasn't passed, for the next year, our fishermen here would be basically exposed to another level of paperwork and regulations that they would have to comply to about things like bilge water and hold effluent and runoff from the deck from washing down after an opening, for example.
Which just sounds extremely extraneous for the average fishing business, especially here in Bristol Bay. And we heard fishermen on the radio this week say, what, do I have to hire a full-time compliance officer now? You know, would it be that severe?
Well, I don't know if it would be that severe, but it is, like I said, another level of paperwork and regulations. And really, a lot of this stuff that's described in this permit is common knowledge and common sense. There are common sense things that any responsible operator out here in Bristol Bay is already doing. Things like making sure your bilge is clean and not pumping oily water out into the ocean where we catch our fish. Fixing hydraulic leaks if you see one, and basic things like taking care of your trash and making sure none of it blows off the top of your boat during high winds or something like that.
Okay, so they're important in principle, and likely most of our fleet abides by it regardless, but what this exempts us from is a paperwork level and potentially a fines that would come along with violations.
Exactly. That's
okay.
About it.
3-year moratorium, I think the fleet is hoping at some point to get a permanent solution, right? Is that something we could see down the road?
You know, I'm sure that's a possibility. Perhaps more likely is that there'll be a modification of this permit to make it more amenable to the nuances of fishing, especially, and specifically here in the vessels that are less than 79 feet.
Okay. Let's change topics here while we've got you and talk a little bit about salmon markets. Now, it's a long time away before Bristol Bay starts selling its next year's product, but it's not too soon to start looking at market conditions and forecasts. What's on your mind this week?
Well, of course, kind of a hot topic that's going on in the global seafood news is the moratoriums on seafood imports by Russia. While those changing regulations might not necessarily immediately affect seafood supply and demand, I mean, they do affect who gets to sell seafood to whom. And so you're kind of seeing across the news sources kind of a shuffling around of suppliers and marketers going on. That doesn't mean that it's going to immediately affect the prices for salmon specifically as it concerns us here in Bristol Bay. It doesn't mean that it does or doesn't mean that it doesn't, really.
When do we start to see a forecast for market prices for Bristol Bay?
Well, as far as a specific date, I really couldn't give you a specific date, but I mean, I know that it's going to have to be a lot closer to the time where we start producing fish here in the bay, because the prices, salmon prices are going to be based on world markets, of course, and the fluctuations in those markets are constantly occurring. So,
and salmon are produced year-round, especially in the farmed markets, so
that's
we're not
correct.
Just waiting on the summer run to various river systems around the world. So what's happening in the farm markets right now?
Well, in the farm markets, this also goes back a little bit to the issues concerning who can and can't sell fish to Russia now. So Norway is now exporting 9% more than they did last year. And so they're actually saying that 2014 could be a record for Norway's export to the U.S. in the form of fresh whole and filleted Atlantic salmon. Chile's overall salmon production, which includes trout, is down about 4%, but it's up in value a significant amount, and most of that's driven from increases of value in Atlantic salmon. News sources are saying that the U.S. is a really strong demand for farm salmon, with still some other emerging markets for demand going on, specifically China and Brazil. Are sort of picking up their demand for salmon product.
Do we think that an increased market for farmed salmon in the U.S. How does that affect our market? Does it just generally drive the price down, or could it perhaps help us create a niche of wild Alaska caught salmon under that brand that consumers seek out at a higher price?
That's an excellent question. The demand is not necessarily going to drive prices down typically. It's going to increase prices.
And because of our brand?
Well, presumably, I mean, if you have a higher level of demand and a specifically fixed amount of supply or relatively fixed supply, you're going to see a larger price for that product. The niche marketing that you're touching on is something that's certainly related, but a little bit different. And one of the ideas is that a total increase in demand for all kinds of salmon is good for reflecting some sort of increase in demand for specific niche markets of salmon, of which some of the product that comes out of Bristol Bay is definitely in that category.
Okay. Well, let's leave it there for this week. Gabe, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dave.